Talking about this the other night, to where the 10s are probably going to be more like the 70s than anything else.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Where music and the songs actually mean something. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, today, what's the words in the song today, you know? Someone just starts
people play
singing
music
some
get fucking paid not to play music.
Fall Out Boy in part. Can you understand a single word that they say in half the song?
A little bit.
Not the one that Sugar We're Going Down. You can't understand 90% of that. That's what they made a big point on the radio one time. They're like, do you actually understand what they're saying to this one girl? She's like, I got it. We're going down to
Like, see, yeah, that's wrong.
Kids ain't thinking these days, man. Whatever's on the radio is what they like. They don't look for anything else.
There's a lot of people
that
do.
That's why I got
99. We're right at about the point to where most people that are like between 13 and 17 grew up with the internet. They didn't know a time without the internet. So, I mean, they're always, there's so many different channels and different distribution for doing different music that there's no need to listen to the radio.
That's fine. I might find it anyhow.
That's the thing about being in Iraq, though. When I'm in Iraq, I don't listen to much music. So I come back to, and I've missed like a whole year of music.
Do you have internet access over there?
Yeah. At all. I mean, I listen to radio sometimes because actually in Taj, which is by Baghdad, there's their actual radio station. They run an American radio station.
Okay.
You still know the words to that song?
They play modern music.
That's cool.
You still know the words to that song?
But they play the same music every single day.
Yeah.
So it's like, here comes that song.
Right on the money.
I'm just wondering. There's, we got a lot of stuff that after
it's
this
like,
CD we'll have to bring
sometimes I like to travel. Sometimes I smell the wind.
I don't think that's one to put on a CD. I think it's good to use when we're playing live, though. Is it?
Yeah.
Time filler. Just because it might not fit well.
Just the type of music you're playing, you're saying.
Yeah, I remember that one. It's pretty cute. So what happened to that guy? Did you hear anything else from him?
What guy?
The singer.
It's a prison.
Oh,
no,
he's
still in prison.
They gave us the PA stuff. We don't have to buy that anymore.
Huh.
Instead of a good or a change of heart, yeah, that rejoined the band with a bunch of other
stuff.
Well,
he said, yeah, he got a whole bunch of new equipment.
Mm.
No, he's looking for a band right now in between Dallas, I think, and New Orleans.
Oh.
And then next year it'll be between Phoenix and
Phoenix and LA.
Yeah.
I hope that kid makes it. I mean, he's got a rambling soul. He'll never be married. No woman will ever put him like, you know, in that position. He'll always be just probably knocking girls up, but traveling the country, playing his guitar though,
and never paying child support.
Yeah, no, he won't. He won't either.
He has a son that lives here,
and won't
she,
see him.
She won't even try it. See, there's no way. I mean, he ran from the law for what, 2.5, 3 years?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way we'll catch him for child
it's
support.
It's crazy.
He's born to play. He's just a musician. And
weird,
his,
man.
I mean, I'm saying I disagree with a lot of stuff he does, but his destiny is just to roam the earth.
Yeah,
and
I know
sing.
What you're saying.
There's no way you can talk about it.
He's
either.
Gonna find.
I have a friend in Romania that's just like that. Remember Cesar, the one with the big nose? But he, he's the same way. He's been trying to kill himself ever since I was like 15. But if he's really trying, then he must not really be trying that hard.
He must really suck.
I mean, one day he came to me.
You're doing it wrong.
He had his neck like this, with stitches, like this, and like across his chest and everything, and like right here.
He might
totally
just be
a
cut
cutter.
Yeah,
there's
no,
some
like
cut
cutter.
Right
there.
One time his mom came.
Yeah, if you slit your throat, there's no
the
way you should make it.
From like the building.
If you do it nice and deep.
Then he tried it so many times, and he never did it. And this time when I went to Romania, he came to me, and he was asking me for help, and if I had some money to give him to go to the beach, you know, where we have the Black Sea, you know, and he was going to go there and get a job.
Sure far away from a very big, big building.
And so he, I gave him some money, 100 lei, that money that I gave him. And then I gave him that, and then he said he was going to do good and everything, and then the next thing he calls. He's like, Alex, can you come downstairs? I'm back. I'm like, I thought you were at the beach. He's like, I'm back. We had to talk to you. I was like, what do you need to talk about? And then he comes at the, you know, where I live, and we have that little code thing at the bottom where you press
to get in the
and
building.
You just talk inside, and I'm talking, and he's like, hi, Alex, can you, you know, come downstairs? Like, he was drunk, like, fucked up completely. And I knew it. And I was like, I can't come right now. You gotta come later. I didn't know how to get rid of him. And finally, I think he got it. What? But he would never do, like you guys say about this guy, you could never do anything to that guy to change him. That's how he's going to be for the rest of his life. Because he can't change.
Yeah, we're recording.
No matter how much you try to help him. Yeah.
Keep that.
All right.